Got a lot of new blood coming into play you for Winbrook's Bucks lately, Brooke, and including today's contestant, Cameron from Gig Harbor. Cameron, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys?
What's your blood type, Cameron? I like to know what kind of blood I'm dealing with. Yeah.
The rare kind.
Cameron probably doesn't know.
They actually call me all the time because they want my blood.
Oh. Why don't you go?
I just haven't done it in a while.
Okay. All right. That's
life gets busy.
Yeah. All right.
Cameron, we're going to send Brooke out of the studio so she doesn't ask you any more dumb questions.
Yeah. Also, Brooke passes out every time she gives blood. I know. That's why I don't do it.
Okay, get out of here,
bro. That's why I don't do it.
This isn't about you. This is about Cameron. And Cameron, you know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you could say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, good luck. Your time starts now. Supersonic Concorde jet had its first commercial flights on this day in what decade?
Oh, gosh. Let's go with the 70s.
What color are the stitches on a Major League Baseball?
Red.
Which of these animals is faster, coyote or roadrunner?
Roadrunner.
What's the name of the body of water below Texas?
The Gulf of Mexico.
All right, we got that in. Let's bring Brooke back into the studio. And Cameron, it says that you work as a merch manager at a retail store on my phone screener. What's the hot merch right now?
Everything's a dollar.
Everything's
a dollar.
Dude, I love the dollar store. Every time I go in there, I'm like, why don't I come in here more often?
One time I was at a regular store and my dad made us drive 10 minutes out of our way because the greeting cards at the dollar store are literally $3 less than at the regular store. So I'm like, Dad, you realize you just burned probably $3 worth of gas to get to this store to save the money. But
I support him, man. That's so smart.
Yeah, it actually is. I didn't think about that
either. The
older
crowd loves those cards.
You can do all the happy birthday Christmas cards, spend $10. You got 10 holidays right there.
Oh, that's a smart man. All right, Brooke, it's your turn. You ready?
Yep.
Your time starts now. The supersonic Concorde jet had its first commercial flights on this day in what decade?
60s.
What color are the stitches on a Major League Baseball?
Red.
Which of these animals is faster, coyote or roadrunner?
Roadrunner.
What's the name of the body of water below Texas?
Gulf of Mexico.
Chris Bridges is the real name for which rapper? Jay-Z, Ludacris, or Nas?
Ludacris.
What's the smallest prime number?
Zero.
All right. Those are the guesses. We're going to go to the scoreboard and see how you guys did with Jose.
I'm going to go with a manned private part.
Well, on you.
Cameron, you got 3 correct today.
Nice.
Okay, and Brooke. Brooke, you also got 3.
Oh, I tied him, Cameron.
Cameron, I'm sorry. Ty does go to the house on this. Let's go over the answers, though. The supersonic Concorde jet had its first commercial flights on this day in the 1970s, specifically 1976. The stitches on a Major League Baseball are colored red. Between a coyote and a roadrunner, a coyote is actually faster. It can run up to 40 miles per hour. A roadrunner goes up to 26.
Wait, you're telling me that cartoons aren't accurate to physics?
No, not based on reality.
What about when the anvil falls on them? They still live, right?
I know. What about the
definitely.
Dynamite?
Life?
Yeah, okay. The TNT.
Yeah. And the piano that can hit your head and then just turn your teeth into a piano.
Totally.
Everything else is accurate.
Yeah, we're going to try all that after the show.
Okay, good.
Just
checking.
The name of the body of water below Texas is the Gulf of Mexico. Chris Bridges is the real name for rapper Ludacris.
Luda.
And the smallest prime number is 2.
I think I forget what a prime number is.
Yeah, me too. I wanted to act like I knew. Like, yeah, Brooke, you dummy. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's because you can buy everything on Amazon Prime in 2s.
Yeah.
I think. Let's just go with that.
I need to look it back up before my daughter gets to that in her math class.
So, Cameron, unfortunately, we can't give you any money here. But just for playing, you get to learn.
Oh, cool.
Is that really a prize?
That's just what we just did doing this game.
But learn and play hockey because you're getting tickets to Pacific Science Center's interactive exhibit, Hockey Faster Than Ever.
Cool.
It's really awesome. It's for all ages. You're going to want to check it out. They have tickets available at PacSci.org. Be curious.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for playing. We'll be back to do Winbrook's Bucks same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.